Friends, now we will look into the chapter which is called Motive Behind Mergers and Acquisitions. There should be a definite purpose for any activity that one is doing. So when the company does any activity, there is a definitely purpose behind it. And there will be, that is called purpose is nothing but it is a motive. To acquire certain things, to gain certain things they have to do. Similar manner, the motive is very important in case of mergers and acquisitions. So, the objective of our discussion in this chapter is to understand what are the motives that drives the organization to pursue the mergers and acquisitions. And once you know, then you have to come to know the insight into that motive, such as synergy, technological acquisition, profitability, access, and there will be tax benefit. So these are some of the hidden insights into that motive. So motive is merger or acquisition. Under that, there will be a synergy, technology acquisition, profitability, access to funds, and tax benefit. So understand the motive in Indian context is our motive of our discussion today. Therefore, our presentation will consist of the segments like synergy. What is the synergy in motive, under motive of merger and acquisition? Then acquiring new technology. Then improved profitability, acquiring competency, entry into new market, access to funds, tax benefit, and some additional motives, if any. So motives are driving merger and acquisitions in the diverse and context specific. They may be strategic. That is securing energy or maybe acquiring the competency, maybe financials, or it may be defensive. Motive may be defensive, motive may be financial motive, motive may be strategic motive. In the Indian business environment, motives are also influenced by the factors such as family-owned business, then regulatory arbitrages, then push for consolidation into public sector undertaking and the growing importance of the digital transformation. Let us understand one by one these motives, the content or forces under the motive. First one is a synergy. Concept of synergy is one of the most fundamental and frequently cited motive behind any merger and acquisitions. In the merger and acquisition context, synergy implies that the combined value and the performance of the two firms should be a greater than sum of individual parts. There is a formula, mathematically, V into bracket AB should be more than V into A plus V into B, into bracket B, where VAB represents the value of the merged entity and VA plus VB represents the standalone values of individual firms. This way, synergy can be calculated. There will be different types of synergies. One is the operational synergy. This is achieved through the economies of the scale and scope because it reduces the cost by eliminating the redundancies, optimizing supply chains, pooling distributions, and marketing resources. There will be financial synergy. This involves the benefit from improved financial strength of combined entity, which leads to the lower cost of the capital, better creditworthiness, and enhanced debt raising capacity. Managerial synergy. Managerial synergy arises when the managerial expertise, leadership style, or the corporate governance practices of one company improve the performance of other. Fourth one will be the revenue synergy. Now, revenue synergy is achieved when the combined firm can generate a higher revenue than the individual firms could separately. Right? Then source of synergy. What is the source of synergy? Synergy is there. What is the source of synergy? Source of synergy is a cost reduction, market power, innovation in research and development, and geographical reach. Third, risk and limitation of the synergy. What are the risks and limitations of the synergy? While synergy is a powerful motive, it is not always realized in practice. So, therefore, there will be the risk of overestimation and next one will be the cultural integration issue also will be another risk or limitations. Then regulatory hurdles. Regulatory hurdles because of multiple compliance issues. Then execution challenges, integrating system and processes. People may dilute the expected benefits. Then, in Indian context, what is synergy? In India, synergy is driven. Mergers are particularly prominent in industries undergoing consolidation such as telecom, banking, aviation, and media. The government has also actively promoted synergy in banking sector by merging the weaker bank with the stronger ones to create a financially sound institution which is capable of meeting the Basel III norms. Therefore, second one is public sector banks merger in 2019. Reliance industry acquisition, Reliance acquisition strategy in retail telecom and digital platform reflects synergy model. Then acquiring new technology. One is a synergy motive. Another is acquiring new technology is another motive. This motive consists of accelerated innovation, which consists of building advanced technology, which may take often years. Staying competitive in disruptive industries, sectors like IT, telecom, fintech, pharmaceuticals, they are subject to rapid technology changes. Then access to Intellectual Property Act and patent. Mergers and acquisition offer give access to the patent licenses, proprietary platform and research and development pipelines. Digital transformation is also one of the component of this synergy or this activity. The rise of artificial intelligence, that is AI, blockchain, cloud computing and big data companies. They seek the acquisition that provides the cutting-edge digital capabilities. Reducing R&D risk and cost. Developing technology in-house is a costly and uncertain. So, technology-driven merger and acquisition. Technology-driven in merger and acquisition is IT and software services. EdTech, that is forms such as Byju, education technology, and An Academy acquired a startup to expand the technological offering in online learning, okay, gamification, etc. Telecom and media, banking and fintech, these are sectors where the mergers like Vodafone Idea or increasing acquisition of the fintech startup which adapts the digital payment system, blockchain-based solution, etc. Now, benefits of technology acquisition in merger and acquisition. Benefits are immense. Immediate market readiness is first benefit. Competitive edge, second benefit. Global expansion, third benefit. Customer experience enhancement is a fourth benefit. Now, the challenges and risk. Integration issue is one of the biggest challenge, followed by the cultural clashes, due to the traditional firms may struggle to integrate startup. Then overvaluation of technical startups. Then regulatory consideration. These are some of the challenges and the risk. Now, improved profitability is another motive. Improved profitability, another motive behind merger and acquisition. Sources improved profitability in merger and acquisition consist of the sources are economies of the scale, elimination of redundancies, increased market power, revenue growth and cross-selling opportunities, improved asset utilization, tax efficiency and financial optimization. Indian context profitability driven merger and acquisition consists of banking sector consolidation, telecom industry. There will be intensive price war in the telecom sector, price war. They are forced consolidation. Pharmaceutical industry also, Indian pharma companies have acquired global firm to expand the product portfolio and access to the profitable regulated market, e-commerce and startups. Then challenges in achieving this profitability consist of integration cost, regulatory oversight, cultural and management issue, as well as development in deals. Fourth one is acquiring a competency. Acquiring competency is another important motive. Acquiring competency is another important motive behind the merger and acquisition, where the company does not currently possess certain things which are types of competencies company may not be having. So the type of competencies acquired through the merger of acquisition, which consist of technical or production competency, managerial and human capital competency, as well as brand and market competency, innovation and research and development competency, digital and technological competency. Then Indian context, when the competency is taken into consideration, in India, the motive of acquiring the competency has been specially visible in IT and technology, consumer goods, pharma and healthcare, as well as banking and financial services. Advantages of acquiring the competencies is providing immediate competitive advantage without long development cycle, reduces the risk of trial and error, as well as enables the firms to respond quickly to market disruptions. Strengthen the core capability, making firm more resilient about the competition. Challenges and the risk consist of integration issue, cultural clashes as usual, then overvaluation risk, regulatory security. And next motive for the next motive of merger and acquisition may be entry into new market, one of the strongest strategic motive. It consists of motive for market entry through the merger and acquisition, where there may be a geographical expansion, there may be product market expansion, there will be overcoming regulatory barriers, or overcoming the regulatory barriers. That is why there will be particularly expansion. Then access to establish the distribution network of the and the customer base. Then strategic diversification is also, you can see that it is one of the reason for this activity. Then Indian context, if merger and acquisition, in this case, you can see that there will be outbound merger and acquisition that Indian companies have actively pursued the international acquisition to expand globally. Okay. And inbound also there will be merger and acquisition where the foreign firms acquires the Indian companies to enter into India rapidly growing consumer and digital markets also. Now, benefits of the market entry via merger and acquisition, the speed of expansion, reduced risk and first mover advantage, as well as the global branding, are some of the benefits of the market entry via merger and acquisition. The challenges and risk consist of cultural integration, regulatory approval as usual, political and economic risk, execution of the complexity, Then fifth one is the access to fund is another motive, fifth motive for the merger and acquisition is access to the funds. The crucial motive behind the many mergers and acquisition is the need to enhance financial strength and secure the access to the funds. Why access to fund motivates the merger and acquisition? Because it enhanced borrowing capacity. Number two, it improves the market credibility. Number three, it access to global capital market. Number four, liquidity enhancement and risk sharing in financing. Now, benefits of merger and acquisition for the fund access is larger entity equal to stronger capital base, better credit rating, lowering borrowing cost, and easy access to the domestic and international market, greater investor confidence due to reduced financial vulnerability. The risk and challenges consist of, for the fundraising motive, is debt overhang. Sometimes acquisition to gain access to fund result into the excessive leverage. Okay, the dilution of shareholding, raising the equity capital post-merger may dilute the promoter stake. Regulatory oversight. These are also challenges, risk and challenges. RBI and SEBI closely monitor fundraising activities, which may limit the financial flexibility post-merger. Then integration issue. The expected improvement in funds access may be delayed if the integration disrupts the financial system. Now, the tax benefit is another motive for merger and acquisition. The source of tax benefits in merger of acquisition consists of carry forward and set off of losses, carry forward losses and set off losses. This is source of tax benefit. Okay. Next one will be depreciation benefit. Whenever you avail the depreciation, that will be a benefit. You need not pay the tax on it. Then tax naturality of the certain mergers and demergers. Then benefit of tax-driven merger and acquisition. Reduction in effective tax rate. Enhanced post-tax profitability and cash flow. Incentive for acquisition of the SEC units. Improvement in the competitiveness through the optimal structuring. Risk and limitations consist of regulatory security, regulatory scrutiny, compliance conditions, uncertainty in cross-border transactions because of tax treaty, and reputational risk. Overly, the tax-driven acquisition may be perceived as aggressive tax avoidance rather than strategic synergy. With this, we conclude our discussion on this topic, that is motive of merger and acquisition.